So we continue on the last two excesses and vices that they used as indicators for sinful cities, and that is adult smoking and a debt to income ratio. The next two, the smoking cigarettes in California declined among adults in the last 5 years, but it increased in youth who used other vices like hookah, e-cigarettes, and vaping machines. When we took a look at the debt to income ratio in the county, the low was 1.82% and the high was 2.15%, which was lower than most counties in the state. However, the poverty rates in the county show another picture. And interestingly, many of them have high drug crimes, the ones that had the highest poverty rates. Scriptures tell us in Proverbs 17:5, whoever mocks the poor insults his maker. He who is glad at calamity will not go unpunished. So we don't want to pray from a place of looking down at those cities that are impoverished or thinking that we are better than, nor do we want to do that even with the smokers. Let's pray for a continued decrease in smoking of all ages in our county, and that churches and officials would find ways to help the poverty rates decrease, especially in light of higher costs that are happening for our basic needs. At present, adult smokers are 11%, which is about 178,000 people in San Bernardino County. The U.S. average is 15%, so we're 4% below that, so that's good. It has the 18% are youth that are using e-cigarettes, vaping machines, and they use them once a day on average. San Bernardino County, actually at their website, has quite a few resources and list a bunch of places that people can go to if they want to quit smoking. And they also list the risks and the harms of those who do so. They state that it gives stained teeth and tongue, dull sense of taste and smell, bad breath, gum disease, tooth loss, bad skin, bad smelling clothes, poor sports performance, longer healing times, risk of illness, and of course, lung cancer is a factor. In the debt to income ratio, DTI is also known as, is the percentage, so if you don't know what it is, of gross monthly income that goes to paying monthly debt payments. And it's used by lenders to determine how much you can borrow and what risk they would take. The top 10 cities and their poverty rates in San Bernardino County are Muskoy at 39.3%. That's the highest in the county. Adelanto at 38.5%, Barstow at 36.4%, Lenwood at 35%, Trona at 33.9%, Homestead Valley at 33.3%. Are you noticing they're all in the 30s? Lucerne Valley 31.4%, San Bernardino City, one of the four cities mentioned as the most sinful, 30.6%, Needles 26.5%, and Victorville 23.3%. Oh, Father, we lift up these two issues, smoking in our county and debt-to-income ratio poverty. We ask that there would be continued education on the harms of smoking, that would continue to get out there as it has been, and that San Bernardino County will continue to promote that along with CDC, the NIH, and the California Public Health. We pray for more education on the vaping problems with youth and the e-cigarettes and hookahs. We pray for less of those places and that there would be other alternatives that kids could go to do something for their time. We ask for a decrease in the number of adults and youth who would smoke any type. Father, we pray that you would touch the hearts of people in churches to find creative ways to not only feed the poor, but also help them learn how to manage their income. That schools would open up and offer classes on how to manage a budget and have a budget. The community college, the education, would offer classes on how to save and spend affordably. And more teaching would come from pulpits on scriptural money management, or have Bible studies and good teaching principles like the Dave Ramsey program. That people would take some of those poorest cities that have been mentioned and even look at their own area and pray for them for a month or a year and just take them up in prayer and daily pray that this poverty rate would go down and see if there'd be other people that would go out and help them. Of the 10 poorest cities, 4 are legalized cannabis distribution centers in all the forms. Adelanto, Barstow, San Bernardino, and Needles all have been legalized. And so don't you find that interesting that they are in the top 10 poorest cities in our county as well? We pray then for the city council members to see the correlation to poverty and use of it. But then we also pray for the citizens to come forward with this information and promote the issues and showing them that the problem that they have with poverty promotes drug crimes, which also promotes other issues. We ask God that there would be alternative ways for these cities to build their economy and income. We thank you for your word that says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witness, let us throw up everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. We ask God that you would help these smokers that are trying to quit be able to, that you would give them that and give them the impetus to want to stop. We thank you, God, that they might feel tempted, but no temptation has overtaken them except what is common to mankind. God is faithful. He will not let them be tempted beyond what they can bear. And when they're tempted, you also provide a way out so they can endure. We pray for places that will help them and come alongside them and support them as they are trying to stop. You say we have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. You have the right to do anything, but we will not be mastered by anything. Help them to not be mastered by smoking. If your brother becomes poor and can't maintain himself with you, you shall support him as though he were a stranger and a sojourner, and he shall live with you. So God, we pray for people to take these poor people alongside and teach them how to fish. The rich and poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich. So we pray that, God, people will come to know Jesus most of all, that people will be brave in sharing their faith with others, but they will do it with sincerity, knowing that Jesus himself was poor in order that we might become rich in him. We thank you, God, that you can decrease these numbers, both in the smoking and in the poverty, and get the church involved and the city council and others in seeing a difference that would bring you honor and glory. In Jesus' name.